Good afternoon. Welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today is Friday, May 10th. The time is 1:30. I would like to welcome Vice Chair Senator Costello, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Birch. Senator Bishop is in finance. If he can, he will break away. If we need him for any reason, he will come down. So just wanted to say welcome. I wanted you to disable your electronic devices, please. Turn them on silent or off. I want to thank my Senate Labor and Commerce Committee aide, Dakota Orm. She has stepped up and having meetings every day in addition to everything else she's doing in the office. And Dakota, I can't say thank you enough. She's doing an excellent job coordinating a whole bunch of things. So thank you. While I focus on crime reduction, because that's where my true passion is. So anyway, really want to say thank you. Thank you, Nancy and Eric. You guys have been amazing to work with. Appreciate you. And I wanted to let you know we have two things on the agenda. We hope to be done by 2 o'clock today, just FYI. But we first have Senate Bill 106 up. This is the homeowner rental insurance renewal. The sponsor of this bill is Senator Begich. And first, we're going to bring up an amendment that we did that we passed yesterday, and I'm going to defer to my vice chairman in regards to what her desire is on amendment that we passed M.2, which is amendment one that we passed yesterday.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And first of all, I want to thank the member to my right for your kind words yesterday in support of this amendment. So this amendment that actually passed yesterday that I introduced would have included commercial property into the intent of the bill so that the same guidelines that if this were to pass that would have deal with rental and homeowners insurance would also apply to commercial. Since our meeting yesterday, I have looked into it more, and I have spoken with the sponsor of the legislation, and it's our agreed upon idea that this bill would be better left without this amendment, and that if this commercial property insurance were to be addressed, it would be better in a different vehicle at some other point in time. And so I want to thank the sponsor for working with me on that too, because I spoke to him earlier about it. And so with that, Madam Chair, I withdraw amendment M-2.
And I'm going to object just for a moment. I would also like to speak to it. We've gotten a letter from the National Association of Mutual Insurance Companies. We also got a letter of opposition to the amendment from the American Property Casualty Insurance Association. I have understand their concerns in regards to this. However, I will tell you that we need to address this. I have lots of businesses in my community that want to close down because of theft, because of crime, because of things like that, and they need to be insured. So I'm going to withdraw my objection, but I will tell you that we need to work with the local businesses and their insurance, and we need everybody's help to try to reduce the rampant theft and what's going on in our communities. So I just want to make sure that I get that on the record. We all need to work together. They're suffering immensely. The people are suffering immensely, and we all need to work together, you know, in regards to bringing crime down. And I think insurance companies need to step up and start saying we need help, stronger criminal law. Not everything just to protect our own back pocket. These businesses are suffering. Public safety is suffering. And so I just really want to just get that on record. But with that, I'm going to remove my objection. And what is the will? Does anybody else want to object?
No, move it out.
No, well, this was just for the amendment. He's always eager and ready to go. Okay, so with that, amendment number two is drawn. Withdrawn, I now have an amendment that I need to move. So I'm going to be moving amendment number two. This is M.4. Does everybody have it in front of them?
I'll object for explanation, Madam Chair.
So I worked with the sponsor. The sponsor actually came up with this language because of a it was given to us after the deadline, and that's why I didn't hear it. Senator Birch came up with a brilliant idea of, wait a minute, time out. We need to get this in here before we move this bill out. So basically what this does, and I will give credit to the sponsor for this, but in addition to the requirements of this section, insurer may not fail to renew a homeowner's insurance policy based solely on the earliest claim made by the insured within a three-year period immediately preceding the policy's annual anniversary if the claim arises from a criminal act by a third party. In this subsection, homeowners insurance includes coverage described in AS 2136, 460, I, 7, B, and C. With that, I'm going to ask the sponsor to come up of the bill and weigh in on this amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Senator Tom Bagich. I represent District J, and this is an amendment to the CS for SB 106. Both of the two changes that this amendment proposes were worked out in dialogue with the insurance industry. And the first one ensures that the claim is based solely, isn't that that failure to renew is a homeowner's insurance policy isn't based solely on the earliest claim made. So that it gives a little bit more flexibility to the insurance agency for issues outside of the scope of perhaps a criminal act, but we really narrowed it down to what we were talking about with the criminal act committed by a third party. I will point out that the reason why it says a third party is, of course, a criminal act could be committed by a party within a home and a claim could be made, and that's a different issue entirely. So we're talking about those situations where you find yourself as the victim of a crime that you did not know was happening or you were unaware of. So I wholly support this amendment. It's consistent with the purpose and meaning of the bill. And I encourage the members to adopt the amendment.
Senator Birch.
A procedural question on, did we properly rescind action on the prior amendment?
I think so. We rescinded, and I asked if there was an objection, and there was no objection.
I just wanted
so
to make
it
sure.
Passed.
Or was it withdrawn?
Okay, so do we need to rescind instead of withdraw? Okay, so can we just amend the motion?
So, Madam Chair, we have an amendment in front of us right now.
Right.
Could we address
that? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Oh, that is actually.
Yeah, I just it was just more of a,
We should have done that before. Yeah. Okay, so I think Vice Chairman is right at this point. Let's just go ahead and speak to this amendment that is before us at this time, because we have a motion in front of us.
And I'll withdraw my objection to Amendment M4.
With that, is there any further objections to the amendment number 2, which is M.4?
Just a question of the sponsor.
Well, on this amendment.
On this amendment.
Thank you, Senator.
Yeah, and so to clarify, this doesn't get us tangled up. Specifically, it limits that to just the criminal acts committed by a third party. So it basically puts a fairly narrow limit on the. I mean, you don't have a big broad world of concerns there.
Through the chair. Senator Bagich, for the record, through the chair, Senator Birch, that's correct.
Okay.
So with that, amendment number M.4, amendment number 2 has passed. Got it? Okay. So with that, let's go ahead and revisit and amend your motion. Nancy, is there anything in particular that you would like to just say rescind? Is that correct? Okay.
Madam Chair, I rescind Amendment M.2.
Is there any objection?
No.
So we have rescinded our action on Amendment Number 1, which is M.2, as of yesterday. Okay. With that, we have the bill amended before us. What is the will of this committee?
Madam Chair, I move a committee substitute for Senate Bill 106, version 31-LS0476/M, as amended, from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. At this time, we will take a 1 minute at ease to sign the documents. If you want to take a picture or anything, Senator Bagich, feel free to do that. But we will have Representative Wilson up in about 1 minute. Going back in at 1:44. I guess I probably didn't need to say that, but anyway, the next item on our agenda today is Representative Wilson's bill. It's House Bill 104, Mortgage Loan Originator Licensing. If she could please come up with her staff. And then I wanted to make sure that I noted Patrice Walsh, Stacey Harville, and Nadine Winters are all online. And I'm going to go ahead and open public testimony right after the opening statements. Okay? So with that, welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator nice Wilson. To be here. And nice to see you all. Not necessarily on the other side. We miss you on our side. And with that said,
everyone calls me Representative Reinbold over here anyway.
Well, we're proud of you, Senator Reinbold. For the record, my name is Representative Wilson. I represent District 3, North Pole. I'm here today on the an act relating to exemptions for the mortgage lender, mortgage broker, and mortgage loan originator licensing requirements. The current Alaska SAFE Act allows the seller to finance his or her resident. If a person had more than one residence, a second home, for example, they could sell and finance it themselves without a license under AS 06-60015-B3. If the second home had been rented, it would be considered an income property, and the seller would be required to have a mortgage loan originator license in order to sell or finance it. CS HB 104 would allow a person to sell or finance up to five of their own properties, which are secured by a dwelling, whether they are an income property or not. Interior and more rural community property owners have parcels with trailers or cabins on them, some with water and electric, and some without. These types of properties are historically difficult to finance through the traditional mortgage process, and many times lenders require more money down, shorter loan terms, higher interest rates, and in some cases will not finance them at all. Those wishing to take on the responsibility of home ownership and establish roots in the community may find, for many reasons, that they do not qualify for a traditional mortgage. Seller financing is another tool that could be utilized to make it affordable for one to realize their dream of having a place they can finally call their home. Seller financing is a reasonable and practical option for both sellers and buyers of these type of properties. 104 would also give more opportunity for the dream of home ownership to those who might not otherwise realize it, and would relieve the financial burden of bona fide nonprofit organizations, which we have online, assisting Alaskans in making their dream come true. Madam Chair, we found out that many are doing the seller finance with their income property, believing that it was legal in the state of Alaska, and unfortunately, one found out through the court system it is not, and then we found out how big of a deal this was throughout the state. I don't think there's many who ever thought that you could not sell or finance a piece of property to someone, and one of the ways is that you could have a renter in your home, renter in your income property for 5 years. Now they'd like to buy that house. They could not do that without having a loan originator license to be able to do that, and this would give that opportunity too. We always want to make sure someone can own their own home. We can make that happen, and this bill helps. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your opening statements. And so we are going to now bring the bill officially before us. Vice Chairman.
Madam Chair, I bring committee substitute for House Bill 104, Labor and Commerce Amended Version LS0275/S.alpha before the committee.
And I will object simply so we can continue discussions. Okay. Barbara, did you have anything to add at this time?
Madam Chair, thank you. No.
And thank you for being here today. Okay, so with that, I'm going to go ahead and open. First of all, is there any comments from any committee members before I open public comments? No?
Seems like a great idea to me.
You're so pragmatic. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and open public testimony. And so I have Patrice Walsh. I'm going to go ahead and call on you. It does not say you want to speak to the bill, but if you did, it would be nice. Patrice, do you have anything to comment on?
For the record, my name is Patrice Walsh, and I'm the director of the Division of Banking and Securities, and I'm mainly on the line here for questions. However, the department does support this bill.
Very helpful. Thank you. We don't like it when people are wishy-washy, so that's helpful. Okay, thank you, and just stay on the line, please. Next, I'm going to call on Stacey Harville, and you're going to have to restate this anyway, but it looks like you're with Alaska Association of Realtors, and I believe you're Fairbanks. But if you could state your name correctly and your affiliation, and hopefully you'll have a few words to say on this bill.
Yes, hi. My name is Stacey Harville. I am with the Alaska Association of Realtors, and I am the liaison for our
Uh-oh, we just lost you. Okay, we'll come back to you, Stacey, but right now I'm going to jump to Nadine Winters, Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing Services. If you could put your name, affiliation, and hopefully say a few things about this bill, 104, that would be terrific. So please proceed, Nadine.
Okay, thank you. I'm Nadine Winters. I'm the Executive Director of Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing Services. We're a nonprofit in Fairbanks that we basically do affordable rental housing, which we own, and we also do second mortgages, which are we do closing costs and down payment assistance for income-eligible first-time home buyers. And we support HB 104. We particularly support the nonprofit exemption. Essentially, we're sort of, even though we only do second mortgages that are at under market rates and that are mission driven, we're still regulated like a bank that does first mortgages at market rate. And being a small organization, it's difficult to comply with, especially when I would say like last year we closed 13 loans and they were at 0% and they were through a federal funding source that was targeted specifically at people of 80% of area median income. So ours is a mission-driven process. Our funders tell us very specifically what we can and cannot do. And so to have this other layer of regulation is sort of onerous and problematic for us. The Federal SAFE Act was amended in 2010 to allow states to exempt nonprofits such as ours. I think 22 states have an exemption, and then I think 24 states have an exemption with conditions, which is what is in HB 104. So we support the bill. It'll be immensely helpful to us, and I think impact perhaps four or five other nonprofits that do the same thing. We're not competing with banks. We have a totally separate product, and in fact, we enhance what the banks do because with our closing costs and down payment assistance, more people can then afford to have a first and buy a home. So I'd just like to say thanks for the opportunity. We support it wholeheartedly, and thanks for your time.
Nadine, those comments were actually very helpful for me as well. Senator Birch.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Nadine, great to hear your voice, and it's great to hear you working to make things better for all Alaskans. And I certainly echo your sentiments. I think allowing a seller to finance his or her residence certainly increases that flexibility and improve the lives for many. But very glad to hear your support for this.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Good comments. Okay, so thanks. If you can just hold tight if we have questions. We did get Stacey Harville back with the Fairbanks Associate of Realtors. Stacey, please continue with your testimony.
Hi, thank you. Sorry about that. Like I said, this is Stacey Harville. I am with the Alaska Association of Realtors, and I am just calling today in support of House Bill 104 and wanted to let you know that the Alaska Association does support this bill, and we would ask that you do as well.
Thank you. Concise comments. I see no one else online. Is there anybody else in the room that would like to testify? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony. Is there any other comments that you'd like to make, Representative Wilson, at this time, or any committee members? Please come forth.
Again, Representative Tammy Wilson, North Pole. There's been a couple questions on the bona fide nonprofits, just to give you an idea of who we're talking about here. Habitat for Humanity in Anchorage, Habitat for Humanity, Matsu, Alaska Community Development Corporation, Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing Services, which you heard from Ms. Winters, Rural Alaska Community Action Program, Alaska Venta Capital, LLC, not exactly sure who those, but those are the ones who will go through the process to be able to be regulated from the banking industry from within this. The reason this kind of rose to the top all of a sudden is as individuals are finding out that the contracts that they were making were not legal. Now we're hearing that the title companies are kind of holding back on moving forward. We don't want that to happen, where individuals can't sell their property, not just not sell their property, but that individuals can't move into their new home. within this. I was surprised this fall when I found out about this, and so anything you can do to help would be greatly appreciated, not just by the realtors, but more for those who want to finally own their home in a way that they can afford to.
So, Representative Wilson, it sounds like you're talking about exchanges you made from version U to version S on page one, lines 14 and 15, the bona fide nonprofit. Is that correct?
Yes, Madam Chair. That was brought to us by the division on this being an issue. Our original bill did not contain this portion, but when we found out about this issue, it definitely was costing the nonprofits money that they could be putting into the homes versus somebody that they had to hire for only a couple homes a year.
Is that the only significant, because it looks like to me that was only a significant change from version U to version S, unless you would like to add, is there anything else significant?
Madam Chair, the only other change was on the House floor. We wanted to make sure everybody was grandfathered in. We had to make sure that that happened. And because the whole point is not just to go legal forward, but we don't want to make it to where anybody who's currently in a contract, that they could possibly lose their home because in good faith, they thought they had the right type of contract. So it does grandfather everyone in. No one has to move.
Okay, so it sounds like you made two very good changes over in the House. With that, that's the exact reason why I do not move bills out if it's more than a page, you know, of the committee the same day. I try really hard to adhere to that. This is a 6-page bill. You made two nice changes, it sounds like to me, over in the House. I'm going to allow committee members to amend this, and we will be going over the fiscal notes tomorrow or whenever we agree to meet. We're going to meet one more, hopefully our final time, that I have to coordinate with Representative Wilson's office. And I have to, with Ortiz, and of course, most importantly, with the five members of my committee that are the most important to me to keep together and honor your schedules. So with that, we're going to put the bill aside right now, as I let you know, and we will. I would like amendments here by noon on tomorrow, and then yes.
I don't anticipate any amendments. I'm quite comfortable with the bill as I reviewed it earlier today and with the testimony and the presentation that we've had here. So I know we're getting tight on time running into, you know, presumably wrapping up next Wednesday. So, I'm good with moving it out right now, but it's certainly.
Yeah, well, Click has asked me to honor him for fiscal notes. So that's one thing that I really like to do is allow him to play his role on this committee. I like the opportunity for amend bills. If it's more than a paragraph, I want to stick to the rules. And in addition, we may have a couple other bills that are must-haves. I really didn't want to say that on the record. But and that's why I wanted one more opportunity so we don't have three or four more meetings. We only have one more meeting. Because I believe Representative Ortiz's bill is another one that is a really important bill to them. It's about automatic teller machine fees, and I also want to give anybody in the Senate that has any final things that they need. So I kind of wanted to cluster everything into one last final meeting. With that, I would like to move the bill before session ends. So I just did want to let you know that.
Fiscal note is zero.
I understand that, and. Click wanted the opportunity to go over that. So, but yeah, I agree. It's zero, and this has a very good chance of moving out. But I'm not going to be pushed right now. Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a few comments. I just want to thank you, the sponsor, for bringing this bill forward, and I especially want to thank you for doing your homework and bringing the stakeholders to the table and getting their input, because that's really, really important to me, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for your respectful comments. They're very appreciated. With that, okay, so as promised, I wanted to gavel out by 2:00 today. I was trying to keep these to 30-minute meetings or less right now, knowing that we all have extremely busy schedules, lots of caucuses, floor sessions, et cetera. We will be back. We're going to gavel out today, but we're going to have one last meeting after I coordinate that. With the hopes of House Bill 104 and House Bill 44, and then keep open right now for any critical bills in the House or the Senate that are really important to the people of Alaska. And with that, so we will be gaveling out at 1:59. Thank you, members. You've been awesome to work with.